What's going on, guys? This is Dexter Johnson, and you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. And today, guys, I want to talk about the topic of whether or not technology can help you achieve greater fitness and greater health. With ECG coming to the Apple Watch, with all of the tracking that we can do, can it help you? That is the question. All right, so kind of picking up from my biohacking episode, we're talking about whether or not any of these fitness tracking devices, whether the quote-unquote quantified self can actually help you. Are people seeing real-world benefits from tracking steps, logging workouts, and doing all of these things? Well, the short answer is yes. It has been a remarkable turnaround from people actually being able to see the data in front of them for themselves, or see the lack thereof in front of them for themselves, in order to make a change. Now, I'm not going to say that this is going to force you, or this is going to make you, or it's going to automatically mean that you're going to see more gains in your fitness life. However, it can certainly help, and it certainly does help push the issue forward. Because we're living in a more and more sedentary society. For me, as I said, guys, I'm a database guy. So therefore, I sit in front of a computer all day long. And then when I get home, a lot of times I sit in front of the computer as well. So having a little reminder saying, hey, get up. Hey, maybe you should walk around a little bit. Or, hey, this was my workout for the day. It took me 30 minutes to do XYZ number of reps and this and that and the third. All of these things help. Now, once again, I'm not saying that these things are guaranteed to help, and I'm not saying that they're going to make you get up and do something, but they certainly add to the conversation. Now, when it comes to biohacking, and when it comes to just overall understanding and knowing the quantified self, these are the tools of the trade that simply give you that information that will help you move forward. So let's answer the question, can tech help health and fitness? Yes, but let's also look at the other side. When it comes to the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, there are lots of hoops that companies have to go through in order to get approval for their devices. So just going back a couple of months ago, when Apple released the ECG feature on the latest Apple Watch Series 4 device, and one of the funny things is that they had actually only gotten a little break of approval from the FDA the previous day. So you see that there are hurdles here. And when we're talking about the FDA, a lot of times, I'm not trying to get conspiratorial here, but a lot of times there's a great deal of money involved. There's a great deal of politics involved in order to get things pushed through. So while companies might be working on great things, they often might face stumbling blocks in order to get them pushed forward and in order to get them appealing to the mass market. But that does not mean that you can't take advantage of things that are already out there. We have step trackers. We have apps to help track your food, to track your workout. So guys, biohacking is a real thing. And using this technology around us with this supercomputer known as your smartphone inside of your pocket can only help. So guys, tech is here to help. Utilize it to your advantage. And guys, until next time, I'll holler at you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.